straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, recording at our studio in East County. Today, my very special guest is Victor Crosswhite Contreras. Victor is an actor and a proud member of Descendants of Early San Diego. Victor, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Miriam. It's a pleasure to be here again.
Now, we are here to talk about Twain Fest, which is coming up in August. Victor, can you tell us a little bit about what Twain Fest in Old Town is all about?
Named after Mark Twain.
Yes, and it's a celebration of literature of the 1800s. And certainly the Old Town State Park is an appropriate venue for this because it celebrates the history of California and the history of San Diego in the 1800s. Now they're hoping to expand the event. It's been a yearly one-day event, and they're pursuing grant funding to expand the event because it's been so popular to multiple days. But it is targeted for August. Whether we're going to be able to expand this year or not, where I'm not entirely sure. But one of the activities of Twain Fest is presentation of authors of the 1800s, but also historical characters, people that actually lived in the San Diego region.
So I understand that you are having a script writing contest, and it's not just for people who were residents of Old Town back then, but for the actual real-life historical stories of people from throughout the San Diego region. That would include East County and beyond. Tell us about
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely, because San Diego was a commercial hub that included much of what is now Mexico, East County, all of East County, all the way to the mountains and into the desert, and all the way north, probably up to San Capistrano. So all of that would have been the San Diego region prior to the border.
So what are the rules for entering the contest?
Last year it was a contest. Now we've decided to change the format a little bit, and it's not a contest rather than a submission. And we're looking to build a library of scripts because as this event grows, the presentation should grow and we should have more stories, more of a collective. So we're hoping to build a library. We're hoping to make this an annual event.
Wonderful.
Now we are looking for real life people, people that actually lived here during the 1800s. To tell a little bit of their story.
So first person.
First person. And speaking to visitors to San Diego and telling something about the time. So it's not just their personal story, but it could be foods, it could be events, it could be culture, it could be clothing, things about the 1800s. So it's a story and it gives you some information about the times as well.
I've seen some of these presented at past Twain Fest events and they're absolutely marvelous listeners. Now, are there limits on how many words it can be or anything else that folks should know?
It's not limited by words, but limited by time. So we're looking for 2 to 10 minute segments.
Okay.
So we're not looking at major scripts. 2 to 10 minute segments, they would be compensated. Those that will be selected will be compensated $100. Mm-hmm. So this is not something that we're just doing for free. So they would be compensated $100 for the permission to use the scripts and have a professional actor actually perform them during Twain Fest.
Wonderful.
Yeah, the deadline for submissions is May 31st. The scripts will be read and evaluated, and those that are selected will be announced at the annual Descendants Weekend, which is the last weekend in June every year.
Very good.
Now, you can get an application at descendantsearlysandiego.weebly.com. That's W-E-E-B-L-Y.com. Descendantsearlysandiegoweebly.com. Or you can check out the Descendants of Early San Diego on Facebook.
And now, listeners, we have a very special treat for you today. Victor Crosswhite Contreras, who's with us today, is going to be reading a script that was a winner performed in last year's Twain Fest. And this is the story of Joaquin Murrieta, a famous bandito, and apparently his story was the basis for the character Zorro of movie fame.
Absolutely. Zorro is actually a compilation of multiple bandits of the time, and so they created the legend of Zorro, but primarily based on the real-life adventures of Joaquin Murrieta.
Fascinating. What else would you like our listeners to know about Joaquin Murrieta before you do the reading?
Well, actually, there's a lot of information in the story. Let me perform it for you first, and let's get into questions afterwards.
All right.
Which might be more provocative. We've been able to take some of these performances actually to schools, and we're hoping to do more of that. And we found that to be very provocative, not only when we perform them in Old Town, but especially when we perform them in schools, because it provokes a lot of questions and information, and we can discuss a lot of the history and events of early San Diego.
Well, very good. Then without further ado, we bring you, brought back to life from the 1800s, Joaquin Murrieta.
Yo soy Joaquin, and I rode with Murrieta and his band of men in the 1800s in California. We were soldiers of fortune, freedom fighters, and yes, bandidos. The newspapers, they would recount that Joaquin Murrieta was in Sacramento, Santa Barbara, Los Angeles, San Diego, all on the same day. This be impossible. But you see, there was more than one Joaquin. Joaquin Murrieta had been a soldier in the Mexican army during the time of the war between the United States and Mexico. When Mexico she lose, he go back to his pueblo. Soon after, gold she was discovered in these Californias, and people from all over the world, they come to this California to seek their fame and fortune. So too Joaquin. He bring his family to California, and he stake out a claim to look for gold. But in the new California, there were new laws. The new government, they passed the foreign miners tax. This was where anybody could collect a tax on foreign miners. Foreign miners were defined as anybody who was not of European blood and did not speak English. So many of the people that were born and raised and grew all their life in California were considered foreigners in their own land. Joaquin, he make his claim. He set up his camp. He go to hunt for food for his family. When he returned, he found his camp destroyed, and everything of value should be taken. His beautiful wife, she was raped and killed. Her body lay on the camp floor. His children close by with their heads bashed in. He knew, as an ex-Mexican soldier who had just fought a war against the Americanos, he could find no justice in California. So he took up the life of a bandido, and he organized these men and trained them in military fashion so they had efficiency and they were hard to find. They would steal from stagecoaches, from miners, from rich Americanos, and they would give to the Spanish-speaking people in the area. And so the people, they would help Joaquin. And he would yell, "Yo soy Joaquin," and they would cover for them and misguide the law enforcement that chase after him. We wear cape around our bodies so the people would know, "Yo soy Joaquin," that we were with Joaquin Murrieta, but they not see who it is because of the cape, and they do not know what Joaquin Murrieta looked like. But they know one of his lieutenants, Three-Finger Jack, Tres Dedos. They know him because he lose a finger in a fight, and his hand only have three fingers. They find Tres Dedos. And so they set up an ambush where they kill all the men with Tres Dedos. They cut off the hand of Tres Dedos, and they cut off the head of Joaquin, and they take it on display up and down the California, and people pay ticket to go see the head and the hand. The head and hand, they'd be on display in San Francisco during the great San Francisco earthquake, and the head and the hand, they be lost again, and the Americanos are still in search of Joaquin Murrieta. But was that head, Murrieta? Because after all, I am a bandido, and I, too, am Joaquin.
Marvelous. What a powerful story.
Thank you. And real.
And real. Yes, yes. Truth sometimes is stranger than fiction, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's so wonderful to look at real history and see what really happened. The legend of Zorro built on the real-life exploits of multiple bandits, Joaquin Murrieta being one of the foremost, but there were other bandits. For example, there was a bandit called Zorro Sorrio, not a Quantum Leap.
Okay.
And he's the guy that actually wore the mask.
Yeah.
The cape came from Joaquin, and many of the exploits that we attribute to Zorro or built around the legend of Zorro were in real life events that Joaquin Murrieta actually did.
You were telling me earlier about a
fascinating escapade that he engaged in involving a dramatic escape on horseback. Tell our listeners about that.
It's an escape that you've seen in multiple movies, and it may have happened once or twice in real life, not as many times as we've seen in the movies, because it involves taking a horse to the edge of a cliff, and you've seen this in many movies, where bandits are following, or the sheriff is following, or the Indians are following, and this lone rider comes to an edge of a cliff. He makes his horse leap off the cliff and into the river, in which he escapes.
Which just seemed too far-fetched to be true.
It's very, very difficult to get a horse to jump down. It's against their nature, because it puts their legs in danger, and then they would die. So that's not something that they're willing to do readily. Joaquin Murrieta in real life was able to do that.
Wow, because he was an amazing horseman.
He was an amazing horseman, an amazing soldier.
And did the horses survive that?
His horse did.
Not the ones following him, necessarily.
No, the ones following him didn't. And not only was he a bandit, but many times he took on social issues. For example, there was a mining town that, of course, the miners, when they got off of mining, they were ready to have their drinks and raise hell.
Yeah.
And so there was a cantina. There was a woman that worked in the cantina. She was not a woman of the night. She worked as a waitress. But after they closed the bar down, some men took advantage of her.
What did Joaquin Murrieta do?
He posted a sign, "If there's not justice, you're going to pay it to me." They discounted her and said, well, she must have been a prostitute because she was working in a bar. So they discounted her and said there would be no prosecution. Joaquin came back with his men and burnt the town down.
Wow. He really sounds like there's a little bit of Robin Hood in him, from what you were telling me about him robbing from the wealthy and sort of redistributing that wealth a little bit to people in need, and all of his losses, the terrible losses he endured in his personal life. It kind of reflects that old adage about one person's villain is another person's freedom fighter, or one person's terrorist is another person's freedom fighter.
Absolutely. And we certainly need to keep that in mind now in the political climate of today.
Yes.
We're villainizing the other side to an extreme, whatever side you're on.
Right. Or we have to be careful not to tar all people of a particular race because of the deeds of a handful of individuals is another lesson we can take from this.
Absolutely. We can't paint with a white brush.
No. So, once again, listeners, if you just tuned in, we've been speaking with Victor Crosswhite Contreras. He's with the
Descendants of Early San Diego, and the parameters of our competition, just to remind our listeners, is due date for submission is May 31st. Winners will be announced the last weekend in June at the Descendants Reunion Weekend. They'll be assigned to professional actors that'll prepare them in July, and they'll be performed in August in Old Town State Park.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to seeing those historic stories of Old San Diego. And again, that includes the entire region, including stories here in East County. So listeners, if you have someone in your family with a story to tell, perhaps an ancestor, or you've just researched the history of your region and discovered an amazing historical character, please bring them to life in a script such as the one that Victor just performed for us today, and you can enter it in the contest, and perhaps, if you're lucky, you'll win that $100, and it'll be performed at Twain Fest in Old Town. Victor, thank you so much for joining us today on the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ, the Network for Social Justice.
Thank you, Miriam.